Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when our good buddy Tom Marco joins us again. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder, CEO of Virtue Capital Corporation, the founder of iBank.com, an outstanding small business financial resource. And he's one of the smartest guys I know, and he's our good friend, Tom Marco. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, I always love visiting you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Tom, I'm excited about something you got going on. Your great-great-grandfather, as I remember, as I understand it, owned a brewery in the 19th century, and the family ran it for 100 years, and you're talking about getting it going again.
It's crazy, Jim. Here we have iBank, and we've got 150,000 small business customers, and we add 3,000 more a month. And if you didn't think I had enough to do,
I know what you, hey, Tom, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
You know what I say, Jim? No brain, no pain.
That's right.
That's what I said.
So,
well, I kind of woke up about, 60 days ago, and then my son Tommy, who you know well, had started this kind of little micro brewery, and they're having a heck of a time kind of getting it off the ground in this little small city south of here called Mission Viejo. And I got up about 3 in the morning, like I usually do, from thinking about all kinds of things in business and so on. And I said, you know, wait a minute, let's get this old family, let me check this out. I know it kind of disappeared over the years, but I just thought about it and then kind of went back to bed on it. And then here on Easter weekend in Mammoth, California, skiing with my cousin, who's the great-great-grandson of the founder of Gottlieb, which means God's love, in 1863. And I were going up and down the ski lift, 60-degree weather, skiing in our shorts. And we said, hey, what do you say we bring back this old family name? Brewery name, and he says, oh, that's a hell of a crazy idea. So I did some research, and in 1960 it was sold, and in 1972 it was shut down.
The family ran it till 1960?
Till 1960. Mm-hmm. It did 43 million gallons of beer, Jim, the fourth largest brewery in the United States.
Wow.
And it's all over the Midwest. It's all over the heartland at that time.
Yeah.
They went through Prohibition, and they made ice cream, and they made ginger ale,
right.
And they went from 400 employees down to about a dozen people just to stay in business, this huge operating plant out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Hmm.
And I did some research, Jim, and I thought, well, let's see if the name's still available. So I did a trademark search, and we found that there's no name available, and we secured it on April 3rd.
Good. Congratulations.
That was just so exciting.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd kind of share with you some of my thinking about this thing and help your audience potentially understand how to get through this.
So the combination of your son doing his microbrewery, and you, when did you know about the family running the beer, the brewery? Did you know about this all your life?
Oh yeah. Big, well-known name. This man was really a partner in Cabela's years and years ago. A partner in Ducks Unlimited.
Huh.
Had big lodges over the Midwest in hunting.
So he was a 19th century entrepreneur, wasn't he?
He was a real industrialist. He's really well known as industrial. Came over to Germany. Came from Germany. Broke. Became a brewmaster in 18 something, and then went to work for this company, this company in Omaha, and became the foreman. And then the husband died, and the wife says, would you like to buy the business? And he said, well, I'll have to work it out over time. And so he bought the business in 1876.
I'll be darned.
But it's been around since 1860.
And are you going to be able to, when you get this thing launched, are you going to be able to bring it back? Do you think you're going to be able to bring it back in this with the same name and the same brand?
Oh yeah, we've got six old brands and right. old labels that we've come up. I've been digging through old family boxes now for
right.
days and days and days and articles, and so we went back and collected all the labels,
wow.
all the marketing materials, and there's collectors of this guy.
People are going to love that. Hopefully, it's going to be good beer. But let me ask a real quick question. Are you going to be like a local custom brewery? Are you thinking about distribution?
Oh no, we're going to be local. We're going to put it in the local hands, and I'll tell you more about it.
All right, stand by. We're going to talk some more about this new startup, a startup of an old business by Tom Markle. He and I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.